Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. I hope you guys can come and be encouraged and blessed by the fellowship and the opportunity to come and worship God with us this morning. We're going to start off with a few announcements. If you want to look to your bulletin, we got a few more to add to that. First, before I forget, if you want to flip over to like the side on the back where it says this week at CCSL, the elders do meet, if it even matters to you. And then if you're a deacon, it says down there June 11th, 7:30, elders meeting. That one's actually the deacons, so if that matters to you. And then you can see all the other stuff that's going on throughout the month. Then you can flip back over and look, and maybe you remembered and don't plan to stay. And if that's true, then that's fine. But if you forgot and you do want to stay, there's the carry-in dinner this afternoon after Sunday school. So please stay with us for Sunday school, and then come and have some lunch with us. And if you forgot, I'm sure there will probably be some time during the fellowship time you could run and grab some, get back for Sunday school, and then, you know, I don't know, maybe you could order some pizza or something. I always like pizza. So now we'll have a good time and good time of fellowship. Also, on Sunday, June 8th, next week, is the bridal shower for Aaron and Travis at the Methodist Church. If you guys want to go there, it'll be a good time as well. And there, you can see where they're registered at Ace and Miller, and then on Amazon as well. Just don't forget about the tables and chairs as graduation season's kind of winding down, but garage sales this next weekend. Just remember that we're trying to keep the white chairs and tables here. But there's wood tables and metal chairs that you guys can take. We're still looking for help with the live stream back in the back throughout the summer and throughout the rest of time as well. So if you can help with that, if you have a pulse, you can help with that, and we'll get you signed up for that. So also the baby bottle fundraiser for the Plus One Pregnancy Center is still going on. You guys can take those. Those are out there on the table. And you guys can put those, put some change and cash and checks or whatever and bring those back no later than Father's Day, so in June there as well. Another thing, if you see this sheet here, and if your name is on there, I'd just like you guys to stand up if you guys are helping with VBS this week. You can see we had 108 kids registered, and out of those 108, throughout the week, we had 107. So if you guys are here to help out with that, it's an amazing thing that we did. So we want to give them a round of applause as well. And there's a lot more people that were behind the scenes making bars and donated money and all that stuff. It was a great time. I think the kids enjoyed it, and I think that's the most kids we've ever had for a VBS like that. The kids, we're taking this VBS. If you were here last week, and if you weren't, or you saw the decorations and stuff, we packed all that up, threw it in a trailer, and we're going to Bloomingdale, Michigan this week. So if you guys could be praying for that as well, that would be awesome. But we're leaving here on Saturday, real bright and early on Saturday morning, and we're going to go put on their VBS the next week. So we're taking 7 of the youth group kids. We're going to go put that on. And so during last week, the kids were bringing money, and it was a competition between the boys and girls, and the girls did win, as they usually do. Even if the girls were putting money in the boys' offering, you know, we won't point that out, but that did definitely happen. But the girls still won. And you can see the amount they raised, $1,106.75 for that missions trip, which is, it was an amazing thing. Just these kids brought in money like crazy, partially for the competition, but also they hear about how kids might not be able to have a VBS like we have here. And just the opportunity for kids to do that for somebody else is an amazing thing. So thank you all for everybody that's not on the list that is here that has prayed and supported us in other ways. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We couldn't have done it without you guys. So, and I'm super grateful for the position that I'm in that gets to do that. So, two more that are added on there. If you guys see on the bulletin board out there in the corner of the foyer, there's a new address for Todd and Heidi Seaman. So if you guys have anything, please put their address on that and send it off to them so they can get it, so they don't have to try to gather everything before they go. I think they're coming back, but I don't think they're going to be here this next week. So they just want you guys to be able to give that to them that way. Also, through the mix of all the VBS stuff and moving around, we moved a lot of stuff around. So if you're missing something in your classroom, too bad, I guess. But for you adults, just so you know, no, it's really not too bad. We could probably find it. We didn't throw anything away as far as I know. But for the adult Sunday school classrooms, the one that meets in here, that's Brad's class, you guys are going to go. No, they don't meet in here. They met back there. They used to meet in here. You're going back in here. So you guys can stay in here for Brad's Sunday school classroom. So if you're in that one, come in here. Jim's classroom that meets in here, you guys are going to go to that Sunday school room one. So just down this first hallway, you just got to walk down there. There's chairs and tables, or chairs set up in there, and you guys can meet in there. Hopefully that'll keep from trying to get down the hallway where there's kids running around, which there's kids running around everywhere. So just be careful for that. But that's where you guys are going to meet. And then the young adults class that was in here, that the group led class that was in that one, you guys are going to cross the hallway and go into the big classroom on the other side, on the south side. So young adults, south side, Jim's class, north side, Brad's class in here. Good? Perfect. I think I got that right. With that, are there any other announcements this morning? Awesome. We'll go to our call to worship and call our hearts to worship with God. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the spring of life."
Let's take our hymnals and turn to number 382, "Be Thou My Vision." Let's stand and sing together, 382. "Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of my heart, not be all else to me save that Thou art. Thou my best thought by day or by night, waking or sleeping, Thy presence my light. Be Thou my wisdom and Thou my true word. I ever with Thee and Thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, I Thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling and I with Thee one. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance now and always. Thou and Thou only first in my heart. I King of heaven, my treasure Thou art. I King of heaven, my victory won. May I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all." Let's take a minute to greet each other and tell somebody you're glad to see him here this morning.
Well, good morning again. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the church. I just got a couple of updates. The first two updates, different individuals, but with the same first name of Bob. My father-in-law, Bob, is with us today, and after getting to spend a little bit of time in the hospital last weekend, he is doing well. He made every day, not the full days of VBS, but we appreciate your prayers and concerns for him. We had a follow-up Friday. We'll have an appointment with the cardiologist in about a week and a half to try to control and work with the AFib that he's somehow developed or maybe has become more aware of. But we truly do appreciate your concern and for Bob, as then for Mark and Diane Wagnus's daughter, her father-in-law, who's also Bob. He's out of the hospital and is at his daughter-in-law's home, and they're kind of watching him, but he's getting stronger, and so his name's going to, I mean, we don't forget to pray, but his name's going to kind of work off the prayer list. And then a couple of other ones. We have Glenda Palmquist with us. She's going to come after we have our offering to share a little bit of update with Child Evangelism Fellowship, but their CYA camp is this week out at Sunshine. And then also Victory Center starts up this week, so we'll pray for them. And then we'll also lift up the Turner family with Jerry's passing of this week. And knowing the grief as well as the comfort that they are going through and need. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Erica. I like how you phrased that, but I'm sure looking forward was kind of tongue-in-cheek. But Erica has an appointment Tuesday. She's gone through quite a few joint-type surgeries, and so Tuesday they'll probably be exploring needing for a hip replacement. So we will be praying for your travels, but also for wisdom for the steps ahead. Another prayer request. So someone else's hand go up. Maybe I did. Yeah, June. So the prayer request, one of the good things of social media is getting things. Yes, Ron?
They're home.
They're home. Oh, well, that was a very quick answer to prayer. Awesome. Well, I'm sure the situation is needing prayer, so we'll pray, but they are found. But that is one of the good things of social media, gets us alerted right away. And thank you for the update, April. Any other prayer requests or praises? Oh, yes, Michaela. Wonderful. So Lauren's classmate Trace that we've been praying for looks to be getting out of the wheelchair this week and starting to be getting some weight bearing. So that is wonderful news. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we begin today, the opportunities that you've prepared us for. You tell us that we have been in coming into your family, that there is no work that we can do to enter into a relationship with you. All the work has been done by Christ, that there is nothing that we offer. But as you've drawn us into your family, Ephesians tells us that you've also prepared us to do good works that you've prepared in advance. And this past week, we've had the wonderful opportunity of ministering to so many children and students in our surrounding area. We thank you for each one that came, for the families they represented, that as the gospel message seeds were sown into their hearts, that it would find prepared soil and grow. Father, we thank you for each individual that helped out in a myriad of different ways, whether being up front or behind the scenes. And we thank you for the strength and energy you provided, but also the willing hearts that came alongside for the VBS. And that is also a reminder as Pastor Abe and Diana look at shepherding and guiding the missions trip. We pray for safety in their travels, for each of the teens that will be a part of the program in Bloomingdale. We pray that you would work in their hearts, help them to be prepared, but more importantly for the students that they will interact with. We just thank you for this opportunity for them, and we just pray that you would help them to see the students that come and the individuals they work with through your eyes. Father, we lift up the needs of our church and our community. We pray for the Turner family, and with Jerry's passing and the devastation of the accident and the suddenness, we just pray that you would wrap your loving arms around the family, help very much to be an ever-present help in their time of need. Father, we also lift up the health needs of our community. We thank you. I thank you for my father-in-law, Bob, being the strength he's gained, and for the upcoming appointments. Pray that you continue to work in his life and his health. We also lift up Mark and Diane, their daughter, father-in-law, Bob, and for the strength that you've given him, and the opportunity to be able to be going home soon. We just pray that you continue to strengthen him. Father, we also lift up Erica and her appointment Tuesday, as there are signs that there's going to need a hip replacement. We pray that you give wisdom to the doctors and help Erica through this time. Thank you for the healing that you've provided in her life, which is a sign that you will continue to work. But we just ask that you would be an ever-present help. Father, we also are grateful for Trace's healing, as this week looking to be able to get out of the wheelchair and start weight-bearing. I pray that you would help him to trust the healing process. We pray for his parents as they have gone through this process as well, that you would show yourself ever faithful to them as you have been through this process. And we also are grateful for the news that the two teens that went missing have been found and are back home. You know the situation. We just ask that you would intervene and work in that family's lives to work through some of the issues that may have cropped up. But Father, we're grateful that even though we may not know all the situation, you do, and you're able to work in your mighty name and mighty way. Father, we are grateful for the missionaries we support. We thank you for Glenda being with us today, but also we pray for the Unruhs as they have gone through another busy school year and still have many travels in June, both for personal ministry. We just ask that you give them safety, that you'd watch over the ones that are taking care of their house back in Mexico, knowing that sometimes there's a volatile situation around them, and that you would protect, give them open doors of ministry, as well as some time of rest and reflection and rejuvenation from the busy school year. We pray for our world around us, for the physical things, as we've been seeing the smoke in the air. We pray for those up in Canada that are having to be evacuated from their homes and the wildfires up there, that you would protect those on the front lines, and that you would help them in the combating of these fires, but also in our own country, not only some of the storms that have gone through and the loss of life. We pray that you would be surround those families, protect with the volatile weather that we deal with, but also for the spiritual condition of our country. We pray that first and foremost, as your church, we would seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, but also for those around us, help us to be salt and light to them. And for our country, we pray that it would turn back to you. We pray for our leaders both locally all the way up to our national leaders, that you would give them wisdom and that you would bring wise advisors around them. Father, we are grateful for the blessings you've given in our life, and as we receive the offering from your people, that you would use these gifts for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Janelle. At this time of year, we are reminded of one of our mission organizations that we support, Child Evangelism Fellowship, because Glenda Palmquist comes and joins us as it's time for their CYA camps out at, and they meet out at Sunshine. And so we've asked her, of course, we ask after the bulletin was printed, but we asked her if she could come up and share a bit of the ministry of CEF and what their summer plans are, as well as what's going to happen this coming week. So, Glenda.
I was trying to figure out, like, how to put all these things together in my head about what CEF does and trying to get ready for training and all these things, and I just don't know how it's going to come across. So here's what it is. I woke up this morning to I was awake because I didn't sleep well. I stayed out at the school last night. We have a group chat on GroupMe, and it said, 7 hours till training. Who slept last night? And who needs sleep? You know, and these kids have been counting down. Some of them have been counting down. Well, they count down to Winter Quest in February, and then the minute Winter Quest is done, they stop counting the days till training and pre-training. And, you know, it's like 3 days, 1 day. 7 hours, you know, they're so excited about being here. And the teens could be doing hundreds of different things this summer, yet they're choosing to spend their summer sharing the gospel with boys and girls. Some of them have part-time jobs, so they do that too, but to give up a week of their life to come to training, and then several weeks volunteering, some are paid, but to teach boys and girls about Jesus. It's just a big encouragement for me. I wish I would have had this opportunity when I was a teenager. I didn't even know about CEF other than the little movie at the fair, and I didn't even know that was CEF back then. So, I mean, these kids have an opportunity that many of, maybe in my generation, didn't even know about. This year, we're training 36 teens. We have 8 new teenagers that are going to be joining us. Some are just their first year, like they're all first years, but like their first year, like they're 7th, 8th graders. But we also have several sophomores and freshmen. We actually even have somebody who just graduated from high school. And when you read their testimony, like this boy's testimony, this senior, and how like he realized, he knew Jesus, but he realized that God needed to be number one in his life. And not like sports are fine, but God needed to be number one in his life. And he was kind of putting sports above God. And it's just amazing to see how God is using these teenagers in their life. We're going to be mentoring 2 summer coordinators. They just graduated from high school. This will be their 6th year. And then we have another one that's coming on as our summer camp co-camp coordinator. Boy, that was a word. And he's his first year in college. He's just finished his first year in college. So we've been mentoring these teens for quite a while, and it's neat to see them come back and want to serve Jesus and to be able to come alongside them and to grow that leadership. You know, when we have, I wrote it down. I don't even know where it's at. The combined years, it's like way over 100 years of the teens that are at training this week. It's way over 100 years of experience combined. And that's just an amazing thing, you know. Last year we had 50 teens, but we graduated 9 seniors and some didn't come back. And so we're still gonna try and get more new ones as we go along. But those 50 teens last year reached 1,500 kids in summer ministries. And that's 30 kids, and that's just 5-day clubs. So that's 30 kids per teen. If you add in all our other ministries in the summers, fairs and other outreaches, each kid reached 90. So that's quite an impact. So the more teens that we have, the more, and then you don't even include our other ministries that we do during the school year, what one Good News Club teacher, how many kids they reach and how that impacts, you know, to reach almost 5,000 children in South Dakota. So, you know, I'm just very excited about what the summer is going to hold. Training is a big part of it. So as you think about going about your week, pray for us out at Sunshine. We are going to be up. I'll be up probably from 6:30, 6. Who knows? I don't sleep. I haven't slept for 2 years. So, but we'll be up, and we don't go to bed till probably after midnight. The teens try, we try to get the teens to bed by 11, but that doesn't always work. But, and they're long days. They spend a lot of time in classroom. They spend a lot of time practicing their lessons. And then we spend the other half and half is spent in training, and the other half is in spiritual growth. And so our theme this week is hiking, being on the path and trusting Jesus as the true north. He's their compass. And we need to focus on his truth and not the lies that they're being fed. These teenagers carry burdens that you wouldn't even imagine. I mean, if you have teenagers in your house, you know what kind of burdens that are going on in lives of teenagers. And it doesn't stop for a kid who's a Christian, who believes in Jesus. And in fact, I think it's even more because Satan attacks them. And Satan doesn't want boys and girls to hear about Jesus. So this week, Satan's going to be attacking these teens, and he's going to be working on their minds, thinking they're not worth it, and they can't do it, and we need to stop that. We need to pray God's protection over these teens. So the hike includes training and learning how to share the gospel, teaching all the different parts of a club, and then to grow in their relationship with Christ. And then we send them on a hike. I mean, Monday morning, these teens will be out teaching next Monday, a week from now. They'll be out teaching clubs. They'll hit the ground running 3 clubs a day, 10 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock at night. They'll be teaching boys and girls. But we don't send them out alone. We send them out with our trail buddy, our hiking buddy. And so they go out side by side, so they're not alone. So things that we could pray for would be to pray for unity for the teens and the staff, that they would be unified, but we wouldn't get any arguments going on or cliques. Pray for peace, these kids that have these burdens, staff that have burdens, staff that have things going on. Just pray that we can have peace in our minds to be able to teach and to learn. Pray for safety. We have kids traveling from Rapid and Aberdeen and Madison and Sioux Falls. Pray for safety as they travel, but also pray for safety as we're there. They like to play hard when they're in free time, and just pray for that. And then the biggest thing is that they would grow in Christ. I do want to thank you all so much for your prayers and support. It means so much to me to know that you guys here pray for CEF. Thank you.
What is that scripture that it goes something like, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it? Something like that? This morning, if that isn't a witness to that, with the Bible school and the CEF, I think we're on the right track, folks. That's good stuff. Let's stand and sing together 503, Jesus, I Am Resting, Resting. Now, those of you that use the hymnal, and this is for the accompanist and me, so that we're on the same page. So after each verse, we go back to the top and we sing that ref. That's not referee. That's the refrain. Okay. I got it. I'm ready. Jesus, I am resting, resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding out the greatness of thy loving heart. Thou hast bid me gaze upon thee, and thy beauty fills my soul, for by thy transforming power thou hast made me whole. Jesus, I am resting, resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding out the greatness of thy loving heart. Oh, how great thy loving kindness, vaster, broader than the sea. Oh, how marvelous thy goodness, lavished all on me. Yes, I rest in thee, beloved, know that wealth itself is thine. Know thy certainty of promise and have made it mine. Jesus, I am resting, resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding out the greatness of thy loving heart. Simply trusting thee, Lord Jesus, I behold thee as thou art, and thy love so pure, so changeless, satisfies my heart. Satisfies its deepest longings, meets, supplies its every need, compasseth me round with blessings, as his love indeed. Jesus, I am resting, resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding out the greatness of thy loving heart. Ever lift
thy face upon me as I work and wait for thee. Resting neath my smile, Lord Jesus, earth's dark shadows flee. Brightness of my Father's glory, sunshine of my Father's face, keep me ever trusting, resting, till me with thy grace. Jesus, I am resting, resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding out the greatness of thy loving heart. Thanks for singing. Please be seated.